Dr. Pinsky with a female IME named Bianca, B-I-A-N-C-A. Last name is Mandrashia, M-A-N-D-R-A-C-C-H-I-A. Bianca Mandrashia is a 33-year-old woman who reports she became ill at work on 5-5-20. Pierce states she was working on a COVID unit in an unprotected fashion. Pierce developed fever of 103.4 as well as body pain 2 days earlier. Pierce went to an urgent care. She relates further evaluation and treatment led to a diagnosis of COVID as well as bacterial pneumonia. After the telemed visit, after her urgent care visit, the following visits were mostly through telemedicine. Her symptoms included body aches, cough, fatigue, and lung trouble. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. She relates about 6 months after developing COVID, she was diagnosed with lupus, for which she sees a rheumatologist. New paragraph, I'm not in receipt of any outright medical records to review in this matter. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Mandrashia alleges she was tending to a COVID-19 unit on 5-5-20 and contracted COVID-19. She provided answers to COVID-19 interrogatories. She related she did not have a family doctor, nor did she consult with him regarding the coronavirus. She states she worked on the COVID lockdown unit where all the patients were COVID positive. She expressed that she worked with such patients every day. She was not admitted to any hospital for coronavirus. She last worked for the insured on 5-2-20. She asserted that was when her symptoms first appeared. She denied having any relatives or friends who are or were COVID-19 positive. She denied traveling anywhere in the 2 months prior to her diagnosis. She denied having anyone visit her from another country in the 2 months prior to her diagnosis. She denies going to church, a protest, assembly, or attending a gathering of friends or family in the 2 months prior to her diagnosis. She denied shopping at any grocery stores in the month prior to being diagnosed. She denied having any of the reasons for her to have left her house in the month prior to diagnosis. She also denied spending time with anyone in the month prior to her diagnosis that she knew was very sick. She confirmed she had received a positive COVID-19 result. She took this test on 5-3-20 at Hackensack Meridian Urgent Care. On 5-4-20 was the day she learned this test was positive. She denied presently having any symptoms. She denies having any unrelated medical conditions for which she is taking medications. She is not presently in quarantine or in isolation. She lives with her husband and daughter. Neither of them were in quarantine. None of her family members went into quarantine before she did. This answers to interrogatories were stated 4-15-21. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal, heart, normal, lungs, normal. Next section, extremities. There was no peripheral edema or swollen joints. appreciate foreign emotion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She remained closed throughout the evaluation. Period. New paragraph. She did relate not returning to work anywhere. Period. She was diagnosed with fibromyalgia at some point, but it is unclear when, except for the 6 months after being diagnosed. Period. She denies ever having had vaccines. Period. At the outset, they were unavailable. Period. Afterwards, she decided not to receive them. Period. She stated rheumatologic opinions conflicted on whether it was appropriate for her to take them. Period. She did not use any personal protective equipment. Period. On her own, she got a hazmat suit, comma, footies, comma, and masks. Period. She distributed these to the staff as well. Period. She isolated herself in one room in the house. Period. Her husband and daughter remained distant from her. Period. She never got a follow-up test. Period. She stated prior flu shots made her achy. Period. Eventually, rheumatology thought her signs and symptoms were exclusively from systemic lupus erythematosus. Period. There was no skin discoloration on clinical exam. Period. Impressions. Bianca Mandracia alleges to have contracted COVID-19 as a result of working with COVID-positive patients. Period. She was not using any personal protective equipment at the time, nor had she been vaccinated. Period. She developed body aches, comma, cough, comma, fatigue, comma, and a fever of 103.4. Period. On 5/3/20, she went to urgent care for a COVID test and was found to be positive the next day. Period. She received unspecified treatment afterwards, if any. Period. She did develop bacterial pneumonia and may have had antibiotics for that. Period. She currently was diagnosed with lupus, for which she was seeing a rheumatologist. Period. She also relates developing skin lesions and possible MRSA infection at Capital Health also. Period. At that time, she was in the hospital on intravenous antibiotics and then was treated at a wound center. Period. New paragraph. The current clinical exam was unrevealing. Period. New paragraph. At this juncture, I would offer 0% permanent partial or total disability relative to COVID-19 infection involving the lungs or other body areas. Period. It would appear that Ms. Mandracia did contract COVID-19 at some point, but it is unclear whether this was due to her employment. Period. Regardless, she gave answers in her interrogatories that she was not symptomatic any longer. Period. This belies her current assertions. Period. Of course, I would appreciate the opportunity to review pertinent medical records to confirm my impressions in this matter. Period. Lastly, with the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, the symptoms she attributes to COVID-19 can be mimicked. Period. That condition carries with it symptoms disproportionate to objective findings and involve pain in the joints and muscles. Period. She also relates being diagnosed with osteoarthritis, which is another explanation for her joint symptoms. Period. And that's the end.